The opening of the busway is to be delayed. What exactly is going on? Hopefully we're going to get some answers to those questions that you may be shouting at the radio speaker. The County Council have confirmed it won't be open at all. It wouldn't be open until the 29th of November as originally planned. It won't open on that date. It's going to go beyond and into the new year. We're trying to get an exact date. What exactly is going on? Well, Tim Phillips is from Cast Iron, Cast.Iron, who are against the guided busway, and he's on the phone right now. Hi, Tim. Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Not bad at all. What have you got against the guided busway?
How long have you got? 3 hours would just about cover it, but let's start with the basic fact that even when it's open, the journey times between the centre of Cambridge and the centre of St Ives will be longer. So that's let's start with that one.
And have you put your points of view across to the powers that be in the building?
Yes. We were at the public inquiry. We've been telling the County Council. We've been telling the public inquiry. We've been telling the public this since 2003 and 2004. And a visit to our website will reveal what we were saying at those times. And everything we were saying then is turning out to be true. And a huge amount of what the Council was saying at that time has turned out to be wrong.
So you're saying that it takes longer via the guided busway, but how does this directly affect you as a user, potentially, of the busway?
Well, I don't want my journey to be longer, do I?
No.
And potentially pay more for the use of the guideway. There is an existing service, which is occasionally delayed by the A14, but by no means regularly. And the timetabled journey for the outbound journey is actually shorter than the guided bus, so you're not saving any time. Now, £150 million, £116 million, it doesn't really matter. Have we really spent all of that public money in making a journey longer?
But it's a bit late to make these statements if it's already pretty much, well, not quite, ready to be opened.
Well, we have been, we told the County Council in advance of the public inquiry. Now, if you can get yourself £2 million to go to a public inquiry to prove your case, you'll find it's quite easy to do so, even if what you're saying is not necessarily correct. And, we've started on journey times. There's many other things. There's the fact that it's 100,000 tonnes of concrete, which has created 70,000 tonnes of carbon into the atmosphere. There's the fact that it's going to abstract from other bus routes.
Okay, so as a result, you've given the examples. What are you calling for exactly?
I'm not calling for anything. I'm here to give information now. We lost the argument to reopen the railway. We've told people what will happen when the guideway is open, and I don't want anybody to forget it. There are a set of councillors out there who have been feeding us spin and hype for years, and they're now being proven wrong.
So what do you want them to do about that?
I would like Councillor Roy Pegram to issue a public apology immediately, and within minutes of doing so, I think he should resign. I think there are many other councillors who have been actively promoting this in the face of all the objections who should seriously consider their positions, and I think the County Council owes its taxpayers and perhaps more to the point its voters.
Tim, thank you very much. Tim Phillips, who's from Cast.Iron, who is pretty much against the guided busway, I think we can say that.